keep you well.
And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And we're back with Pastor Butch Pfau for the first two segments and Greg Ford for the third. Pastor Butch, I got a panic email from one of my people. Her name is Melanie. And she worked as an agent inside the government. She sent me boxes of classified and other documents over a year ago. She notified me I should contact D.V. Kidd, who's been on my show years ago, who works with News with Views. I talked to Paul Walter, that's his new name, because he had a complex name in Eastern Europe, and about her concern about the USMCA treaty, that in fact was handing over a great deal of authority to international bodies such as the World Trade Council. A lot of things were in the Trans-Pacific Partnership that Trump got rid of are back in spades with this new USMCA, apparently. So it hands over some of the authority to America, not to national control of our businesses and so on, but to international bodies and so on, like the United Nations and the World Trade Organization. What have you heard about it?
Well, about the same thing you have. And I want to add something to that also. You know, you're right. This would more or less take away our state, our nation's ability to operate freely in a free enterprise type system that would be controlled by the UN and other powers. But, you know, I want to add this to it, just so people know how serious this is.
Right.
We know what's happening. We know what's happening right now in Virginia. We know that it's really going. It's going to get nasty if something doesn't straighten up. The governor's issued gun proclamations and outlawed things, and there'll be 200,000 people there Monday in Richmond, Virginia, standing up for their gun rights. And I have my reporter and three other guys going down to live stream that, if at all possible, on our website, PastorBush.com.
Right.
But the UN, the UN's coming in on trade. Now the UN on December 26th. Also advertised, it's on their website, you can find it there, for people that can speak English that have been trained in confiscating guns. Now, you can find that on their site.
That's something in New York State, isn't it, New York?
You talk about the site is, of course, at the UN headquarters in New York, but they're advertising for people that can confiscate guns from civilians. They're advertising for that right now at the UN. The UN's coming in, the Blue Helmets coming in, obviously, to take guns if necessary. They're coming in to control our trade. How far are we, you and I, and the people of this country, going to let this happen? Are we going to sit back and wait for the Super Bowl, let the nation go to hell so our children and grandchildren will live through this hell, or are we going to stand up and say, no, we're not going to let this happen?
Let me read something from the John Birch Society, which I think, I'm sure when I get a hold of D.V. Kidd, she'll reference me to. It says, despite being heralded as a big win by President Trump, the USMCA appears to have all the earmarks of the Obama-era trade agreement, with former Obama officials seeing stark similarities. Much of the USMCA's text is virtually identical to that of President Obama's Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, a free trade agreement, negotiated among 12 Pacific Rim nations, Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore and the United States and Vietnam, at a time representing 40% of the world's GDP. The TPP has since been renamed the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, or CPTPP. During the 2016 presidential elections, the then candidate, Trump, staunchly opposed the TPP, making it the centerpiece of his belief in the Americanism, not globalism. However, it's important to remember that Trump did not personally negotiate the USMCA, nor did he pen any portions of the document. Trump's lead in the EFTA USMCA negotiator was U.S. Trade Representative USTR Robert Lighthizer, who's been a longtime member of the globalist One World Government Building Council on Foreign Relations and has also previously applauded the Obama administration's TPP agreement. In addition to Lighthizer, another of Trump's negotiators has a son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who has been in business ties with deep state, including Goldman Sachs and George Soros. And by the way, he got a special award in Mexico for this so-called USMCA back last year. In addition to Lighthizer and Kushner, many of the negotiators working with both the State Department and USTR office are career diplomats and employees, many of whom also worked in the same capacity during the Obama administration. According to the Huffington Post, at least half of the men and women standing behind the Trump during the Rose Garden ceremony praising the New Deal were the same career service staff who negotiated nearly identical provisions in TPP, which Trump has railed against. Trevor Kincaid, the USTR spokesman for the Obama administration, told the Huffington Post that the individuals standing behind Trump at the Rose Garden were the same USTR team that worked under Obama. Ironically, he called them horrible negotiators when running for office, Kincaid said, later adding, "It really is the same with a new name. It's basically the 22 Jump Street of the trade deals." On September 30th, 2018, the same day that the initial draft of the USMCA was released, former Obama-era U.S. Ambassador to Canada Bruce Hayman appeared on the CNBC Squawk Box praising the USMCA. Hayman said, "It's obviously welcome news. This is welcome news for the North America. It's welcome news for the markets, obviously, this morning." A Democrat, former Goldman Sachs vice president and board member for the pro One World Government Chicago Council on Global Affairs, Hayman was appointed U.S. ambassador to Canada by President Obama in 2013. Upon his Senate confirmation in 2014, Hayman served in that capacity for the duration of the Obama term. The night the text of the USMCA was released on USTR website, Hayman reviewed various portions and chapters of the agreement, only to discover that they were identical to those in the TPP. Ironically, Trump has repeatedly lambasted the TPP as the worst trade deal ever negotiated. From some of the reads I got last night, two-thirds of this agreement is essentially going back to TPP. Hayman explained, "All they did was take so much of the language of the TPP and implement it here as it pertains to Canada." Now, people have to understand that the Democrats would want to change it back, and they got their changes the way they wanted. That's why 89 Republicans and Democrats, and only 10 Democrats didn't vote for it. So this agreement basically hands over Zone 3, which is the Council on Foreign Relations, 1973, Foreign Affairs Journal, which actually wanted 10 zones, which is right out of the Bible, the 10 kings, they give their power to the beast for 1 hour, the 10 zones. This goes right back to the CFR and the Trilateral Commission. Trump has handed over America, Canada, and Mexico to Zone 3, to the World Trade Organization, and to the beast. That's what he's done.
Yes, that's very true. And I don't think
scary stuff, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And I don't know if people realize this now, but the number 10 is a Babylonian number, of kind of like God's number for 7 is completion. But 10 is their completed number. 10 kings of the earth, and our nation, the United States, have been divided into 10 regions. This is not a coincidence. This doesn't happen by chance.
No. People have to start understanding here that unless you and I can get a mano talk directly face-to-face with Trump or on audio or secure line, so it is not going to get hacked into by media, this man is going to continue racing us toward the globalist agenda and the New World Order. He's pushing 5G network. He's pushing fracking, and it's causing frack quakes. He's pushing genetically modified foods.
Now, by the way, they're already talking 6G. It's already out. Talking about 6G.
Right. Now, you got to understand, and I understand this more than almost anybody else on Earth, I understand a thing called quantum biophysics. My first lecture was 38 years ago at the University of Calgary with Dr. Rollins and a panel of 42 scientists and PhDs. So I have an advanced background in quantum biophysics and advanced nuclear physics. And I want to tell you right now what we're doing now with dirty electricity, smart grid, which has also put dirty electricity out there, and now 5G and 6G is we're going to actually jam communications. So it's going to cause a colony collapse disorder of pollinating insects. It's already killing birds and insects already worldwide. It's going to, if they go to 5G and 6G, which are satellite-based, and the first one of those six companies activates their satellite-based 5G network in this February. That means just next month, the end of next month. And they plan in the next 2 years to have 5G, 6G out everywhere on Earth. And one of the primary companies that wants to act into the back end of this is China. So they will have control of the matrix. People don't understand where we're moving toward here. They want to know not only where you are to a cubic meter, they want to eventually hack into your consciousness so they can actually have Minority Report and have pre-crime. And if you don't think that they're actually moving toward this, you're delusional. They have a miniseries now on Amazon. It's called The Feed, F-E-E-D. And it talks about putting a brain chip or using a helmet or a band to actually interface your cortex directly with a supernet so you can dream with your fellow to maybe 1,000 miles away, your wife or a friend. People don't understand what's going on here. Is they're trying to capture the human race into the matrix.
And if they've already got the devices now that have a brain-computer interface.
Right. And those are for people that have got like brain injuries, like you know, spinal cord. But right. What they want to do eventually is they want to control. Now, Operation Crimson Mist, they did this out of the Rambo chip, and it goes back to 1947 in Britain and research here at UC Irvine and other places. What people need to understand, Dr. Deal doesn't know a little bit about this. I know everything. And it scares the hell out of me that people want to disagree. I tell them, you know, if you disagree with me, call into my show or contact me afterwards. And you're going to get what for. Now, a lot of people think that Dr. Deagle's nice. Why are they delusional? I will die for you, but I won't lie to you. And I'm not trying to be nice, which I'm going to say something really nice or cooperative or collaborative so you think that you have a right to an opinion. Most people, because they don't have the scientific background or the personal experience, have a right to an attitude. They do not have an opinion. An opinion, in meaning legal terms, is you can opine if you have evidence, logic, and science, or physical evidence or photographic evidence to prove that what you're saying is true. Most people, unfortunately, through our religious and educational systems and our fake churches and our fake politicians, and I've got new names for you. I call them the liocracy, but a new term I got in prayer this morning before the show. I call it the slitherocracy because of the slithering left and right sides of the snake. So while the Democrats are slithering with impeachment, Trump is slithering with USMCA, passed literally the same time the impeachment's occurring. This is not good, is it?
Well, obviously we've had a smokescreen in front of us for a long time with Trump and Russia, not Trump with the impeachment, and on and on. The smokescreen's been there. They're doing things behind the scenes that most people don't realize. You just mentioned one, of course, with the trade agreement. But if people understood what's going behind the scenes, I think they'd panic. That's why they're keeping all this smokescreen going.
Right. Now, what I want people to start understanding here is you don't get offered very many times to go to different churches around the country. Even though you have a radio show on shortwave and all over the place for like 25 years, right? I've been doing radio for around 25 on Clear Channel back in the mid-90s.
Almost 27 years, yeah.
I've been doing it for like around the same time back in Clear Channel, right across the country in the 90s. And then I had my own show on Genesis starting after I did with a prophecy club 21 years ago to 42 cities in Israel in audio and video. And then on Genesis, we're back starting in 2005, and Republic Radio and Rent Network. Now we're here at CRN Talk Radio. I have my own Vimeo channel the last 12 years, a New York channel, and I've bumped it up now to premium to five. I get a five different high-definition interviews anywhere in the world at the same time, different locations. And I also have a UK radio.co channel, a full channel network. Now people have to understand, we're having a heck of a time getting the truth out. Yesterday when I start mentioning some of these things, guess what? The entire network here at CRN went down. And I can tell you, I've been with CRN now 6 months and a half. The number of times that my show is attacked, either my internet, the entire network, studios, or my radio and everything, all attacked simultaneously is mind-boggling. It's because my intel sources tell me I'm being attacked by the No Such Agency or the NSA. They can hack in and cut you out on anything, including your power to your radio station. Now, you got to understand here, Christians basically in this country think they're led by godly Christian leaders. And there's a lot of fake Christianity and false gospel that's being preached. Every political leader does both good and evil, which means they're not doing God's will. They're doing the will of Lucifer, because even if they accomplish a lot of good things, like Donald Trump, if he's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason and he doesn't crack his Bible or actually submit himself to say he has to repent of anything, guess what? He's not yet a Christian. As the people from Focus on the Family say, he's a pre-Christian. He's a baby Christian. There's no such thing as baby. When you're a Christian and you submit your will to God, you do only do God's will, which is, as I say, you have to do God and then an extra order to do good. If you do good works that's in your own mind and your own ego, it, by definition, Jesus said, get away from me, you doer of evil, I know you not. Now, the church isn't preaching that God is the creator and the destroyer. Satan just perverts. But the fake church out there preaches that nice people, even if you're sexually perverted, or you do evil at the same time you do lots of good works, you're going to get in? Not. N-O-T. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Pastor Butch. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bell provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
back, I want to continue reading a little bit more and get your opinion here, Pastor Butch. In fact, in August of 8th of 2019, Politico's Morning Trade report on the striking similarities between USMCA and TPP, Politico's report stated in part, for all the vigorous bashing of NAFTA and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, just how much exactly has Trump changed U.S. trade policy with his new North American trade deal? A pair of researchers from the University of Ottawa attempted to answer the popular question and found that more than half, or 57%, of USMCA's text is copied directly from the TPP. Okay? So you got to understand what's going on here, and I'm going to just make some statements. I want to support Trump in the 2020 election. I got a Christian organization here that passed me a document they want me to fill out here. Okay? And it's very important. I'm going to read this to you because I've been on the contributing board financially, and I've been getting a special membership and card from Mr. Trump. It says, California 2020, voter registration form. It says, extremely important. And this is, by the way, from Dr. Ralph Reed, founder and chairman of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, right? Now, they want me to fill out this form here. And you have to understand, they don't want just money. They want my support because, you know, I'm not just an individual. I have a radio show. I have video shows, etc. And they know I'm going to have influence because I don't want to support any of the demon rats, the Democrats. But they're not giving us a good alternative because Trump right now, to me, doesn't listen to us when we want to whistleblow Russian nukes in Nicaragua and Laurentian Island and Venezuela. He's not listening about the solution to the health issues or the missile defense or the idea that children that are in university or college can't even get rid of their debt if they can't even get a job. I mean, there's even courts now that actually is dissolving the debt of military officers and so on. They're in debt a couple $100,000 and it ruins their life. And Trump could deal with this even in executive orders. He's not, N-O-T. And in fact, what he's doing now is pushing 5G network, pushing fracking, pushing genetically modified food. And now this USMCA that's supposed to be a big win even on Fox News, which is I call faux, F-A-U-X, or false news. They're lying and telling us it's a great move forward. And what I see so far, it's a hellish move back to world government and the Council on Foreign Relations plan to have 10 zones. So to me, what I see so far, basically Trump is part of the liocracy, and he's a great distraction. He's consumed a lot of Christians who think he's a Christian. He's not. All the evidence, as a person of great religious faith, myself and yourself, he is, they call it pre-Christian. He's not saved. The man is not a saved Christian. People don't get that yet. You have to see the evidence. People say, well, you can't tell. If you can't tell someone saved by the behavior, they're not, right?
Amen, that's right. That's what Christ said. Christ said, you know them by their fruits.
Right, and if they don't have Christian fruit, they aren't one. So, you know, you got to understand this about this. And he keeps on saying he's going to save religious freedom in schools and so on. He wants, I call real lies going on religion, whether it's Muslim lies, because, again, Islam worships the moon war god of Mecca, Medina. Modern Judaism follows the Sepharad Zira in the Talmud of Babylon. And I've said this, which is probably why I got a warning about being banned when I mentioned it of the State of Israel. I call it's a real hell. Modern Jews and Israel and modern people like Mr. Jared Kushner, who worship Rabbi Schneerson, they are wizards. They're no different than Saruman the Magnificent. People don't understand that. They want to think there's Judeo-Christianity. 28 years ago, I asked for a rabbi who recently finished 8 further years of training in New York to teach me Hebrew correctly, and he said, you know, because you're of Kohanim and Jewish descent, I'm going to tell you this idea that you fools and Christians think there's a Judeo-Christianity, it doesn't exist. It never has. We are wizards. We even summon demons. We control the nature of reality. We control the world order. I said, you're kidding. He said, no. I mean, I know this is a fact that the state of It's a Real Hell is tied directly to the Special Activity Division of the CIA. The state of Saudi Arabia is just a proxy. Saudi Arabia runs, and Israel runs all of our intel agencies, including every branch of our government. And if you're not involved with AIPAC, you're not going to move forward in politics. People need to know this is reality, okay? And it's not for the sake of the Israeli people or being anti-Semitic, because they're putting the people in living in the state of Israel in grave physical danger of dying in a thermonuclear war. Because if something starts, the people in Haifa and Tel Aviv are going to immediately be vaporized. So I'm pro-Israeli, pro-Hebrew people, not against them, but I want people to understand the behaviors of people even like Donald Trump. Even people like Putin is actually trying to hold back against it, and people don't realize the globalists, the PNAC people, the same people that are there behind both the Democrats and the Soros organization on the other side, they're pushing toward war and thermonuclear war to kill most of us. They're pushing toward the Matrix, which is, by the way, Trump is not stopping it. He's actually speeding it forward, and everybody's cheering him on. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Well, it is. And people need to realize this, and I know this makes me unpopular for saying this, but the nation that calls itself Israel now is the instigator of every war in the Middle East. And
of course it is. It works directly with it. It works directly with the big bankers and with the big SAD and with the globalists that want the PNAC. The Project of the New American Century brought these wars, including the fake war to Iraq, where they weren't involved with 9/11, but they said they had weapons of mass destruction. So I've changed the name of Colin Powell to Colin Bowell, B-O-W-E-L-L, because he's full of it. He's full of horse manure. Okay. So people need to start grasping it. People say, Dr. Deagle, I don't know why you have your opinion. I said, it's based on ugly facts that I know that are not open to your damned opinion. If you have an alternative view or additional information, bring it. Let me tell you, it's going to be unpleasant because I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection on air and cut you up with intellectual lasers and bone separators, and it's going to hurt like hell.
Well, you see, people don't realize that this modern-day Israel is fulfilling a prophecy, because this is going to be the instigator of the Third World War when this happens. And America is going to be in the thick of it, because
we're going to be sucked into a... I'll tell you what's going to happen, and here's where I see the gray and dark swans. Putin is actually working today, and then Sunday the final meeting is going to happen, where Putin and Turkey's had the heck scared out of them by what Trump did by killing Soleimani, right? And you can argue over what happened there. Because he did whack him, but he did kill a lot of our people. But here's what the situation is. Putin doesn't want war because eventually they build all these fancy weapons, Russia, because in a sense some of their people inside their government have built weapons so they could get America and to surrender to world government. But Putin doesn't want that. The New World Order doesn't want nation states that are sovereign like Russia. They want us subservient. In fact, the USMCA treaty that's signed actually makes it subservient to world government because the TPP takes over many decisions in the International Courts of Justice and the World Trade Organization that's above our government. People don't realize what Trump just did was take away our sovereignty as a nation to increase trade with Canada and Mexico, etc. And he'll say it's the opposite, but it's not. I mean, the wording is the same as TPP. I know what we're talking about, and I'm going to get D.V. Kidd on the program, and I've also got Paul Walter from the News with Views organization, and the research I've done so far scares the heck out of me. If this is what's going on, and we, of course, if the state of it's a real hell, decides to bomb the Bashar reactor in danger of being whacked by Iran, we're now backed into a corner, they're going to close the Strait of Hormuz. The proxies, which are out of control even of Iran, are going to try to bomb Israel, and Israel's going to bomb Damascus, and like in the Bible, it says it's going to become a state, a city, that will be wiped out to the point where not even a wild animal will live there. We're moving toward Armageddon, people. And guess what? The state of it's a real hell isn't there to support and take care of the people of Israel. They could care less if all of them die, as long as they bring about their new world order.
Well, you remember Ross Perot, of course, that's been several years ago, but you remember what he said about the trade agreements was going to happen to the country when they went in place. And he was absolutely right. Trump is doing right now is going to make that look like nothing.
Right. We already did. It's done. 89 votes to 10 in the Senate. It's done unless he oversees it, which he's not going to, because we're not getting through to Trump. I've been trying to get through to Trump for over 2 years with John W. Spring, the whistleblower in 1960 when he was 22. He's now in his 80s. In 1983 in Grenada, we're not getting through to this knucklehead Trump. He's really starting to aggravate me, and I prayed 3 years ago when Trump got elected. I said, you know, is Donald Trump either the Antichrist or the one to bring the Antichrist in? And you know what God said after bugging him for 2 months? Because I figured he'd give me a dream or vision or say he'd give me some kind of inspiration. He audibly, this is like Moses, told me, stop praying to ask me for an answer, Bill, because I will tell you. Dang it. Now, this is, I'm sitting at my desk, and here God audibly starts talking to me. I think, I'm not losing my marbles. God's saying, stop asking me, because I'm going to tell you. And he told me also and warned me, if you pray on anything, I will tell you. So do not pray on something, because you will have to carry that knowledge to your grave. So you got to understand, unless we get Donald J. Trump literally to become a real live Christian boy, not Trumpinocchio, I call him. So Trump, I call him Trumpinocchio. Do you like that? He needs to become not a wooden president, but a real live Christian president, and stop playing the religious games that he's going to protect prayer in churches, when in fact he himself, I'm sure, does not submit to the will of the Most High God. Because unless you do God and add an extra O, you're not doing good. And people don't get that. The churches are not preaching this, that God doesn't negotiate. You either it's his way or the highway. You either do God's will or you're not his. And that's the problem, is people think if they do good works, they're okay. If they're gay or lesbian or perverted or an evil bastard killing people but doing good works on the other side, look at the Shriners. Look at all these Shriner hospitals. Their hats symbolize 9 centuries ago cutting off the heads of 500,000 Christians, dunking their white fez hats in the fountains, and then putting a scimitar on their front to indicate that they're submitted to the Gabun war god of Mecca and Medina. That's what the Shriners organization is based on their ideas. Do you know that?
Yep, I knew that.
Now, you've got to understand
they're branch of the Masons.
If you read, and I'm going to bring up more of it and put in my private Vimeo videos, it'll be over on Deagle Network because we're going to take the link off of Nutramedical. Those videos are going to include things like the Cepheid Zyre and the Talmud of Babylon, some things that are going to freak you out, and classified information and medical information you're not going to hear anywhere else but from Deagle. Now, why? Because God's called me with a special ministry to bring the truth to you, the manna, and that's what you are. You're called to speak as a prophet and as an apostle. And that's why you're not going to ask at churches. Churches don't want to hear what you have to say because it's going to be directly converse to what these fake churches are teaching. Like a lot of them are fake on TV and so on. It's disgusting. Our nation is not, N-O-T, a true, Bible-believing, following the will of the Most High God Christian nation. They might go to church. They might contribute to the poor and they do whatever, do lots of good works. If you're not consulting God when you do things and do only his will, you're doing what God says is, get away from me, I know you not, you are not my child or my son or daughter. People don't get that. God doesn't negotiate with good and evil. You either do his will or you're not, N-O-T, right?
That's exactly right. Absolutely right.
Now, people don't want to hear that. Well, I think I'm a nice person. There's nicer people than me going to hell. How's that?
But nice doesn't make a difference. Without Christ and his blood and salvation and sanctification, nice doesn't mean a thing.
But you know, his sacrifice of dying on the cross, we have to die on the cross of submitting to the will of God. Every day we are a Christian, we're going to suffer in this world. And I've suffered greatly by actually trying to follow God. It's not been a party. Relatives, friends, colleagues, media, other shows, you wouldn't believe the attacks I've had. I mean, what it's done is actually convince you more and more that God's right. Unless you're doing God's will, you're doing the will of the devil. And the devil, by the way, and you got to understand all those high-level Masonic minions, they do most of the good works on earth are done by high-level Masons and secret orders, and they also do all the evil. How's that? Does that ever deceive you when it says that the devil can convert himself to an angel of light? He does it every day through his minions that do good works and evil. They do both.
That's very true. He spends more time in church than most Christians does.
I guarantee you the devil could quote a Baptist pastor that's been in practice for 50 years in scriptures.
Yep. I guarantee that.
Yeah, but you don't understand that the will of the Most High God is not in the monster, and as a result, he can, and that's why if you think you can match your intellect against the devil without the spirit of the God within you, you're a fool. The most powerful and intelligent being in the universe outside of man and dwelt by the spirit of God is the devil. If you think you can match his intellect, you're a moron. You can't. And he'll deceive you with good works, as well as evil, because it's justified, right?
Exactly right.
So how do they visit your show? How do they get a hold of you?
Well, if they go to PastorButch.com, they can find my phone number and all the stations rolling across country. PastorButch.com.
PastorButch.com. We got to get you back on soon. I want you to research more on what I found here on USMCA. This scares the, the evil out of me. How's that?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Yeah. And we're coming back. We're going to have Greg Ford here on for the next few minutes. And tomorrow we're going to do a lot more video, probably an hour or two, with Greg, who's genius. We are getting reports back from Barbara Honecker, who's actually in Scotland, too, Greg. But what's going on, especially with USMCA, and what's happening also with what's going on in Libya right now, because what's going on is the meeting starting today, but going to be formally on Sunday, is going to neutralize Turkey's attempt to try to take over and support the Muslim Brotherhood against a duly elected government now that's basically secularizing the Islamic State of Libya. and which was, by the way, happening under Gaddafi, which we decided the globalists to kill him, especially because he decided to raise the idea of a trans-African dinar, which is like a African euro, for not only Africa but all Muslim countries going all the way to Asia. So, Greg, let's get on to it, okay? I mentioned to you today something, and I think you have some information that's in your craw, as they say. We talked about USMCA in the last hour a little bit with Harley Schlanger, but he didn't really know very much about it. So I want you to get into that, because the evidence I have, and I read part of this off here in the last segments with Pastor Butch Paugh, is we're deeply in trouble. Two-thirds of this document, roughly 57%, according to people in Ottawa, Canada, that actually reviewed it independently, is basically exact copies of the TPP, the handover authority to the World Trade Organization and the global agencies that actually supersede the U.S. government for international trade. We are becoming Zone 3 of the Council on Foreign Relations 1973 document called Foreign Affairs by the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, that runs the state of Europe, along with the Trilateral Commission and the Special Activity Division of the CIA that runs the international drug trade, the organ trade, and the human trade. There's only one cartel in the world, and it's our SAD division of the CIA. People know that. And this black op money goes into weird projects like deep underground military war bases, genetic engineering, and off-world space projects, which they don't want to talk about. And they're not under the purview or the monitoring of the President, Congress, or Senate. They're completely outside the budget. People don't know that, do they? And they work along with the British that launder the money through Jersey and Guernsey Island, the Grand Caymans, and also Chinese launderers in Shanghai, China, that launder a lot of the drug money with literally the brother of Mr. Comey is actually part of that cabal. So things are pretty ugly, and they're getting uglier. And while the so-called dance with the devil in the deep blue sea is happening, Donald Trump is cheering the fact that USMCA treaty got passed by 89 Republicans and Democrats, and 10 voted against it, probably mainly Democrats. But the Democrats got what they wanted, and in fact, this document looks to me like it's handing back authority, like under Obama, to world government. What do you think?
Well, first of all, okay, now,
yeah.
I'd like to say is I was under the impression that TPP was dead, the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Yeah, well, they've resurrected at least parts of it in this document. When I got the document from the John Birch Society, which I'm going to copy, the TPP is back alive again, 57%, according to this independent analysis by a group of academics and researchers in Ottawa, Canada. I said 57% of the document is literally a word-for-word read from the TPP. And in fact, I'm going to read the next sentence or two. It says, a key example of the identical text copied from the TPP and the USMCA is USMCA Chapter 30 on the administrative and institutional provisions. With the exception of a few minor tweaks, USMCA's Chapter 30 reads almost word-for-word with the TPP's Chapter 27. I mean, how disgusting can you get? And then Trump is cheering this. Yes, it's going to increase some trade with Canada and increase some jobs. But at what price? Well, what price? It's going to hand over authority to world government. Again, remember, America, Canada, and Mexico is Zone 3 in the World Trade Organization. 10 kings who give their power to the beast system for 1 hour. The New World Order is proceeding at the speed of light under Trump's tutelage, aren't they?
Yeah, it sounds like it, all right?
And it doesn't sound like it. It's like, if you're standing there and you're a policeman and your buddy gets shot with a bullet and you see an entry and exit and he hits the ground face down and breaks his nose, you know he was shot by a bullet from the weapon from a guy across the street that's trying to fight you. So that's the evidence is right in our face. It's not like something that takes a great deal of intellectual power to see what the hell is going on here. This is really scary stuff. And they're trying to sell this stuff to us while the distraction of the so-called, I've got a new term for you. I think you'll laugh at this because you like my bizarre humor. I call them the liocracy. I thought, well, that's pretty good, but I got a new one. You know how a snake moves against itself by pushing itself to go across the floor or rocks or whatever? I call them the slitherocracy. The Democrats are slithering to the left, Trump is slithering to the right with his globalists that are controlling him, like Mr. Pompeo and Mr. Bolton, who actually was basically kind of side-threatening him about going and speaking for this so-called Democratic Committee. So actually, some of the things that Trump's doing are actually still adhesing to the world globalist PNAC maniacs that want world government and want world control and want to balkanize the Middle East. I mean, dang it, this is really scary stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And given the fact that, I was under the impression, okay, that the superhighway from Mexico, okay, that was going to siphon out virtually all business out of the U.S. down to the, the Montedoro industry of Mexico?
Right, exactly. They already had that highway. By the way, you know who built that highway?
I'm sorry?
You know who built that highway, who paid for it?
Well, let me see. It's probably like the wall, okay?
It was built for and paid for by the communist Chinese.
Somebody else was supposed to pay for it, but we ended up paying for it again.
No, it was paid for by the communist Chinese as a proxy. Remember now, the globalists were working with the communist Chinese, so that 80% of the new billionaires in the last 25 years are all communist Chinese, BLA.
That's right, absolutely. But I know from deep state in Mexico what it has done to the environment. It's unbelievable, okay, what it has done to all the forests of Mexico. So they had some of the largest forests in the world that were in Mexico, and virtually all those trees were cut down in the Sierra Madre and shipped overseas, okay?
Right.
Decimating the environment, okay, of Mexico and North America, for that matter.
Right.
Okay.
But remember, that the highway starts in the most Masonic city in Canada called Winnipeg. It goes through the United States, and they try to pretend that they didn't keep on building it through Texas and so on. They are
right.
Part of the liocracy. These maniacs want to build a central North American corridor, and they want to get rid of coastal trade and have it go through directly from Winnipeg, Manitoba, right, all the way through to this place on the Pacific coast of Mexico. And people don't understand, even the Panama Canal was handed over by us to the Chinese. And apparently next year, I think it's 2021, they're actually opening it up, which can take much larger ships and can also bring across toxins and organisms across the Atlantic Ocean that are going to be very deadly to the population of fish and animals in the Atlantic Ocean. And we allowed it because this is part of our trade agreements in previous administrations, and Trump's not done a damn thing to stop the Chinese from doing this.
No. And that's what I understand, and I know when I was down in Mexico, actually I caught part of that superhighway at Mazatlan and came north. Okay, I was with a group of surfers of all things, famous surfers. Okay,
right.
But they said, "Hey, you're down here, and I had just gotten back from Iraq," and they said, "We've got to take you on this highway. You're not going to believe what the American people are getting hoodwinked into, okay? No, I can't believe, none of them could believe that the American people...
I guarantee you that the USMCA is going to make sure the superhighway is completed and all of it connected to the United States through Mexico to Texas, all the way through the central United States. And this is actually part of the takeover of the global trade in the world. And now Zone 3, we are now tied into this. The 10 kings that give their beast the power to the beast for 1 hour... And Trump is chaperoning it. People don't realize that. They think Trump is their hero. And I want you and I to have a chance to talk to this guy. As I said in the last segments with Pastor Butch Paugh, he is not a believer, even though he says he's going to protect religious freedom in schools and prayer. He is not a Christian yet. And he's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason, and he's a narcissistic egomaniac. Now, I want to say that the Democrats are obviously, by every measure, evil. Like, Nancy Pelosi should get back on her broomstick and get her pointy hat on. And Adam Schiff should change the last two letters of the name to TT, because that's what he's full of. Okay, what we have to understand here is we're not looking at two good guys, we're looking at two bad sides of the snake. They're two different compartments of the same snake. That's why I call it the slitherocracy. Well, they're slithering and attempting to impeach Trump, which is not going to succeed, by the way. The USMCA is passed by both parties because they're both collaborating, and it's taking away American autonomy. Crazy stuff, eh?
That is. And by the way, maybe you can explain this, but as we were driving north on the superhighway, I was watching the coast, and there's a super port, okay? It seems to be a loading port just north of Mazatlan, okay?
Right.
And... I was watching, in that period of time that we were driving north, I could see probably 120 to 150 ships back to back, loaded up, coming into port.
This is a takeaway. All the port traffic through all of the California and Washington and Oregon state ports, it's going to go all through the port in Mexico from China. The people that built this port were the China communists working as a proxy of world government. People need to know that.
Yes, that's what I understand, and you're right there. Okay, you're absolutely correct. Right. Is that it was given, to me, and like I say, that was my first exposure to this whole idea of a new port, new superhighway, was that it was Costco, okay, the Chinese overseas shipping container operation that had virtually financed it, and we're actually arranging for the container shipping virtually to go nonstop, handling probably 10 ships an hour, moving into port, offloading, and everything was going onto the superhighway to moving north. Okay, that's
By the way, the other port they want to use is one in Canada called Prince George, and there was people who worked up there. It's 700 miles north of Vancouver, yes. And the Prince George port, it shortens the distance from China to North America by 2 days on the ocean. Did you know that?
Well, I didn't know that, but I know where Prince George is, certainly. Been there.
Right, and then what that means is that port is a giant port in Canada, and it connects to the Canadian railway system that's tied directly to the Winnipeg system of rails and lines that run all the way down from Prince George, British Columbia, all the way through the corridor to Winnipeg and down all the way through the United States. So they're literally trying to bypass all of our ports, all of our coastal cities, and they're trying to get control of our trade and our commerce and so on through the central United States.
Well, right up until now, to where you just explained it, and what I saw, I think they've got a really good start on it, a huge start, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah, they've been at it for more than a decade. This is nothing new. It's not a start. They're almost ready to finish it. I mean, and by the way, here's something else you have to understand. They build underground tunnels for recycling every material you can imagine, and high-speed rail underground, part of the system that I took care of John Fiala and Phil Schneider. These underground rail systems are already being built that you don't even know about, okay? Underground high-speed maglev rail trains and high-speed circulation systems for recycling everything on the planet. No more landfills. They're going to recirculate everything, so you'll have recirculating tubes in every city where they dump it in, it goes to recirculating plants, and high-speed underground suction all the way to recycling plants down to little micro cubes and everything. We need to do more video tomorrow, because I'll tell you what I see happening while they do this little dance with the devil, as they say, saying they're going to impeach Trump, which is in El Paso pens and take photos. The Liocracy did, and the Demon Rats, Nancy Pelosi and her troop. What's happening with Donald Trump is he's not going to get impeached, but while he's happening, the distraction goes on, and the Slitherocracy moves forward to the New World Order. How's that? The Slitherocracy.
Okay. Is this? I hear tomorrow afternoon. Is this the end of its show?
It's the end of the segment. We're going to talk about more tomorrow in a video on Vimeo.
Okay, because I wanted to ask you,